Hey love, and welcome to the Love Meach podcast. It's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. It's 8 billion people in the world, yet you met me, and that is not by happen chance. This is a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. On this podcast, you'll hear topics about both worlds, spiritual and earthly. My goal is to keep learning, evolving, and spreading love.
$3,000 already in production at the time of the acquisition was released and finished under EA's ownership and launched to a mixed response. I personally loved that game, but there were many fans of SimCity 2000 who thought the title was a step in the wrong direction, made to appeal to the masses, a criticism that gets thrown at popular series even today. We here in the future, of course, know how this story ends. The Sims launched in February of the mythical year 2000 to huge critical and commercial success, and is currently one of the best-selling video game franchises of all time, moving some 200 million copies to date and being an instantly recognizable household name. So I got to thinking the other day, what is this series about? I remember The Sims 1 having a motivation of wealth and The Sims 2 being about family, but I for the life of me couldn't remember what The Sims 3 and 4 were about. What are these games trying to say? What ideas and motivations do their mechanics enforce? So let's take a look back at the entire mainline base game Sim series to see if we can't pull back the curtain on their design and figure out just what is The Sims about. Today's video is sponsored by me. The script for this video is over 29,000 words and took well over 100 hours of gameplay capture, writing, recording, and editing. That effort is completely unsustainable without your support, so consider helping out on Patreon or picking up one of my many books. Good? Okay, roll the intro. The original Sims was a massive success right from the start, earning strong critical reviews and even stronger sales, becoming the top-selling PC title for both 2000 and 2001, moving over 3 million copies in just those 2 years. It is difficult from our modern lens to see just how strange of a leap this was at the time. As popular as tycoon games were, life sims weren't really a thing. Animal Crossing did not exist. Seaman had only been out in Japan for a year. Harvest Moon looked closer to Zelda and was described as a farming RPG, not a life sim. The closest things people could get to simulating life were virtual aquariums and Tamagotchis. Now, as we mentioned in the intro, tycoon games were well established, going back to the earliest days of video games with things like 1973's Lemonade Stand. But that's because business and industry are easy to gamify. Just look at the modern stock market. Industry has a win state, unlimited wealth, and a lose state. Bankruptcy. There are challenges to overcome along the way and basic, well-understood economic principles that are easy to adapt into mechanics. This directly led to Maxis's first big success, SimCity, a game meant to simulate and gamify principles of urban planning. The game has three basic components of residential zones, commercial zones, and industrial zones, with public services and infrastructure filling the spaces in between. Building zones brings in taxes, and building one type of zone will increase demand for the other two. As zones expand, they need infrastructure and public support services, which in turn cost taxes. It's a very stable but very satisfying gameplay loop. But how do you take that simple idea, which by this point Maxis had already translated into a SimCity card game, holy shit, didn't know that existed, an ant colony, a skyscraper, and an entire planet, and somehow apply it to everyday life? How do you translate those simplified gameplay loops to something as complex as the human experience? How do you make this game work? Here in the dystopian nightmare of 2022, it isn't easy. At least it isn't easy if you're trying to download the game the legal way. See, I have the super special tier of Game Pass that gives me access to EA Play, EA's own subscription service. So naturally, I assumed I could just download it from their back catalog. No fuss, no muss. Nope. Only Sims 3 and 4. Alright, no biggie, I'll just buy it on Steam. Nope, only Sims 3 and 4. Okay, fine, I'll open EA Play and buy it directly from them. Nope, only Sims 3 and 4. Alright, maybe it's too old and I have to buy it off GOG. Nope, no Sims at all. Even going to EA's own website leads to a broken button that doesn't actually allow you to buy the thing. So, one quick trip to the high seas later, and we can finally look at a game nearly as old as I am. And sure, maybe I could have, like, found a used copy on eBay, but A, no, and B, my computer doesn't even have a CD drive. And you want to know what the real kicker is? That pirated copy worked immediately with a single click. No cracks, no updates, no patches. The only thing wrong with it is the music files are missing for some reason, and the game really doesn't like it when you alt-tab. As we go through this game, I want you to think about two things, two central ideas to keep in your head. First, I want you to think like a player back in the year 2000, a player who had never seen this game before, who had never heard of The Sims and was going into this thing blind. Second, I want you to think like a designer. What experience do the designers want the player to have? What mechanics, presentation, and goals are they going to give the player in order to push them towards that experience? Got that frame of reference? Awesome. Let's fire up The Sims and see what happens.
Hey loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meesh Podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about The Sims. You guys, Sims 5 is about to come out. I have been playing The Sims since it first began, right when we would log on to AOL and hear that so long ago. And I just fell in love with The Sims. It literally was Baby Dolls on steroids. So if you don't know what Baby Dolls is, growing up as little girls, you have your little baby dolls. You're the mom, of course. You might have a kitchen. You might send them to school. You could be the teacher. We even got paper dolls from our cousins. So they would get cereal boxes, shoe boxes, cardboard boxes, and they would cut out celebrities out of magazines. They would put their name on the back, and they had whole storylines. And when they outgrew it, they gave them to us. And so me and my sister would play. Back in the day, my mom said you would have to cut out the actual paper doll and, you know, put the clothes on the doll. And that's how they would do back in the day. But to me, it's just those worlds combined, put online, basically. So it's like real life in digital form, which is almost scary if you think about it. But I stopped playing The Sims. Oh my gosh, it's been a while. I stopped playing The Sims. I know my computer's a lot slow. I have a very old Mac, so it's really, really slow. I just couldn't really download things anymore. It would take forever to download. By the time it downloaded, I don't even want to play anymore. But I was also, you know, ready for some like new features, some new things. But I just love the concept of this is a video game. Create whatever person you want to create. Go into this world. Be who you want to be. I have all the cheat codes. Motherlode, ka-ching. Like when people was never poor, ever. They went to work because they wanted to, not because they had to. Bills was paid. Kids had everything they wanted. You know, I would pick the most fancy house. I even loved making my own house. I was able to explore my creativity side thanks to the tools that Sims gave me. And if you've listened to a couple podcasts, you know I wanted to go into architecture. But I heard you had to be like so good in math. And I was like, okay, it's enough of that. And then I looked into the Art Institute, interior design. I didn't end up going there. I ended up following the business degrees on up the ladder as I got into corporate America. And I knew I didn't want to be on the phone long. I wanted to manage. And I always got to leadership, like team lead and leadership position. But not quite manager, which is probably just because of the rules and stuff. My mom always said, girl, you need to be your own boss. She saw it years ago. So let's get back to Sims. I am so excited for Sims 5 to come out. I think it's going to be on the Oculus. I think it's going to be on those new games that everybody has where you put them over your eyes. Virtual reality, VR. I really strongly believe The Sims is going to be on there. I know they're going to be on all other products because, you know, you want to capitalize and expand your product to all sectors, right? But if I had a lot of money, I would put so much stock in EA, The Sims, that whole world. Because when VR comes online, they have been doing this. They've been making the houses. They've been making the weather modifications. They've been making the worlds. So to me, they're going to be the founders of the worlds that we're going to be living to online. You guys have seen all the sci-fi movies. Like, people are going to just become so depressed with actual reality that they're going to start buying into these virtual realities for some sort of happiness. Like, you don't have a pool in your backyard, you put on the glasses and you have a pool. So that's going to be the new norm, right? But I wanted to do this podcast because I thought it was interesting. I really think they are watching our moves, what we choose to do, and it's like an experiment because it does mimic life. So you could either watch a person from 0 to 100 and analyze their life, or you can give them the simulation. They can make however many lives they want, and you can gather the data on those many lives as well, because it does model real life, right? So you should still be able to take the data from a life simulated system and do whatever reports or what come to whatever conclusions you're trying to come up with. And I was just like, wow, we're over here playing and they're data mining. They've been data mining. I just wasn't looking at it that way. So nothing in life is free. So you buy a game and you're having fun. No. They probably know your statistics. At this point, when you buy a game, they know the credit card that purchased it that goes right back to you, right? So they know you. They have your demographic. They probably know your family, your background, your everything, and they're watching all of the choices you make, and they're putting them in a profile. this could be to help them watch out for what you could possibly do. To maybe, you know, have people kind of recruit you because what you're able to do, you know, who knows? That's just what my heart of hearts say. I usually have hunches about these things. So we think it's a game, but there's someone on the other end that is basically data mining. But I still love the game because it's just so true to life. So I'll go ahead and begin. So I was able to find a career tracks from The Sims Wiki from fandom, right? Make sure I'm saying the name right. Fandom, right. And this is the same site that I was on when I was going over the gifts, all of the spiritual gifts. So I found a new site that I like. I like this fandom system game site. So as I'm on the career tracks for The Sims, it lists Sims 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 isn't on there yet. It doesn't come out until fall. And it gives careers, professions, and self-employment. So these are the categories. And remember, just remember, it mimics life. So acrobat, adventurer, alchemist, angler, animal care, architecture, art appraiser, artist, astronaut, astronomer, athletic, band, bot arena, bot builder, business, circus, civil designer, conservatist, crafter, criminal, critic, culinary, dance, daycare, education, engineer, entertainment, fame, fashion, film, firefighter, fortune teller, freelancer, game development, gamer, gardener, gatherer, ghost hunter, hacker, horseman, hunter, intelligence, investor, investigator, journalism, law enforcement, lifeguard, magician, medicine, military, music, natural scientist, nectar maker, oceanography, paranormal. Some of these I haven't even played. Paranormal, photographer, politics, salary person, science, scuba driver, sculptor, secret agent, singer, slacker, social media, sports agent, tech guru, writer, extreme career, part-time jobs, alien test subject, babysitter, barista, bookstore clerk, driver, fast food employee, film, fisherman, grocery store clerk, lifeguard, manual labor, museum clerk, receptionist, retail employee, simpluencer, spa specialist, video game streamer. That happens to be in series 4. So you see how as our worlds progress and these new jobs and these new fields emerge, they incorporate that into the game. Okay, so now we'll move into after school activities, which again mimics life. So we have art, ballet. Oh my gosh, I need to get these. I didn't get to do that. Art. I would have put my person in ballet. So art, ballet, cheer team member, chess team member, computer team member, debate, drama club, esports competitor, football team member, music, newspaper, scout shop, sports, soccer team player, study, pet career, security, service, and showbiz. Oh, I might have to go back and get some of these games because that is so fun. Okay, so now it goes into the career. So for each career that you have, you can go up 10 levels. So I already have my little cheat codes, right? And I would just hair up and put in that cheat code, take them to the top of the ladder. Now they went to work because they wanted to. We definitely didn't need to. I already did Mother Lord Kaching, so the money was already there. I think you can tap the money out too. Like, nah, 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 nah. So it's not like we were hurting for money. But, you know, you still want to be able to do something with life. So they would go to work. So these are the careers. So we have business and the skills that they needed for business were logic, charisma, creativity, body, mechanical. Let's see. Another career is entertainment, in which they would need charisma, creativity, body, and mechanical. We have law enforcement. They would need logic, body, charisma, creativity, mechanical, and cooking. A life of crime, creativity, charisma, body, mechanical, logic, and cooking. Now, notice cooking is in there. So So what are they cooking in a life of crime? They so funny. Medicine. Logic, body, mechanical, charisma, creativity, military, body, mechanical, logic, charisma, cooking, politics, logic, charisma, creativity, body, pro athlete, body, charisma, cooking, creativity, mechanical, science, logic, creativity, mechanical, charisma, cooking, extreme careers, creativity, body, charisma, mechanical, logic, cooking, hacker, creativity, logic, charisma, mechanical, journalism, charisma, creativity, logic, body. Musician, creativity, charisma, body, mechanical, logic. Paranormal, charisma, logic, creativity, mechanical, body. Slacker, charisma, body, mechanical. Animal care, charisma, body, logic, creativity, mechanical, cooking. Circus, charisma, body, creativity, logic, mechanical, cooking. Culinary arts, cooking, charisma, creativity, mechanical. Education, logic, creativity, charisma, and cooking. Fashion, charisma, body, creativity, cooking, and mechanical. And fame, charisma, creativity, and body. Okay, so in each sim, they would have different games that you could, like, add-ons. Let's call them add-ons. So for the Sims busting out, the careers were counterculture, fashion victim, gangster, jock, mad scientist, movie star, paramilitary. For the Sims busting out console free play, the careers were artist, swindler, computer geek, rock star, and slacker. For the Sims busting out for handheld careers, you have mower madness, smoothie slider, power lifter, bait flinger, jam session, pizza pandemonium, cliff driver X, and petri dish. Now, I could keep going over the jobs, but just like in real life, there's a plethora of different avenues you can go, you know, down for sources of income. On the lower end, focusing more on creativity and freedom, to the higher end, more structured corporate America, executive type, maybe famous singer, etc. But I wanted to switch to the aspirations. So it started by showing aspirations for the Sims 4 as being animal, athletic, creativity, deliverance, family, food, fortune, knowledge, location, love, nature, popularity, and wellness. It says aspirations are the lifelong goals for a sim in The Sims 4. There are currently 14 categories of aspirations for sims aged teen or older, as well as a separate category for the child sims. Now, aspirations and completing aspirations give special traits to the sim. A sim's aspiration can be changed at any time. So, just like in real life, if you are not happy where you are, you know, get out your pen and paper and start the planning. You know, what is it that you like? What can you do? You know, and switch it up. Don't be miserable your whole life. So you can definitely change. I remember one of my old managers said, you know, you're not a tree. You can move at any time. So that kind of stuck with me. And I literally left every job every year because I got bored and just did not want to do the same thing over and over and over. The last career job I had was with the Internal Revenue Service, and we actually learned something brand new every year. So I didn't get that bored feeling of, oh my God, you know, I've mastered this. What next? It was always something new. They also paid more. Like, you got your regular pay, your base pay. You also got locality pay. You also got your appraisals and raises and different things like that and bonuses. And it was just like, wow. Okay. But the taxes were insane. Insane. So I'm going to keep going with the aspirations. So they list bonus traits. Animal affection, high metabolism, user, dastardly, domestic, essence of favor, business savvy, quick learner, home turf, alluring, collector, gregarious, prepared voyager, relatable, career-minded, spa membership, lunar confident, echo master, entrepreneur, and master chef. All right. So it brought me back to aspirations. So we have friend of the animals. This Sim wants to be friends with the animals. There's different milestones that they can have, like acquaintance of animals, friends of animals, best friends with animals, BFF with animals. And they give you tasks like acquaintance of animals. You have to have a pet in your house. You have to be friends with at least one animal. You have to be friendly with 12 animals. And then those goals continue to go up. Once you achieve them, it'll just be easier to train and discipline the animals as well as gain relationships with them. So let's look at this as real life. You're a kid, you love animals, you're always bringing these animals home, you feel sorry for them, mom and dad are encouraging you, you've had squirrels, snakes, cats, dog, you name it. Have you not befriended 12 animals? It just comes natural to you. So if you decide to have a pet shop, it's going to be natural and easy for you to train and discipline those animals because you've grown up having a relationship with them, like an animal whisperer. Speaking of animal whisperer, Crocodile Dundee, Lord rest his soul, he wasn't scared of any animals, okay? I feel like it was foul play with the deep dive that he did, but you know, neither here nor there. If you go on YouTube and type in any animal, like for example, you know, a woman hugging a lion, you're gonna see it. I saw a woman hug a lion, a man, like they literally raise them. And as big and ferocious as they are, they'll always see them as their manager, you know, as their mother, father, you know, chief of the tribe. They'll always see that person being superior to them. The point that I'm trying to make is that animals have such a loving heart. I think we as humans do too. But the moment you're provoked, the moment someone messes with your kid or someone that you love dearly, another side of you emerges. And animals are the same way. I saw a bear. This lady hug a bear. A crocodile. I mean, dancing around in the damn lake with the crocodile, a wolf, a polar bear, like you name it. Just go on YouTube and type in, like, you know, humans in the wild, you know, with animals not being harmless or whatever. There's this guy, he feeds, what was he feeding? I don't know if them were rabbits. Something will come to his house in the cabin, raccoons, it will be something. One time they was all pregnant and he'll just feed them on the porch and they'll be every day and he'll know their names and he'll be like, I get down, da, da, da. And I'm just like, wow, like animal whisperer may be a thing that maybe people don't talk about and they just kind of keep to themselves, because like what would happen if people knew that maybe you couldn't communicate with animals, like, hello, how are you doing? But you can, and maybe sense when they're in danger or, you know, if they need help or what they're feeling. Speaking of danger, there was a deer that came up to a guy and she was motioning for him to follow. And he understood, he picked up and he followed her, and the baby was stuck and they helped unstuck the baby. Now, humans have guns, right? You would think, oh, I'm not gonna go anywhere near a human, you know, that it might be hunting season, whatever, you know, they may try to kill me. That deer knew something about that particular human, and that human knew something about that particular deer to understand, oh, she needs my help, and they rescued the baby. So I'm just gonna skip to the one. I'm gonna read the other ones, but I'm gonna focus on mine just to kind of tap into, you know, what my aspirations are, real life Sims, etc. But this is basically a replica of life. We think it's a game, but it's probably about to get real now. So the next one is bodybuilder. This sim wants to work out and become as strong as they can be. Extreme sports enthusiast. This sim wants to explore Mount Kashubi's wilderness and participate in extreme snow sports. The positivity challenge. This positivity challenge is happening. Kindness ambassadors have stronger friendships and fewer negative emotions. So, you know, when you go on YouTube and people are like, good morning, you have a good day, and they're just so full of positivity, like, that is their energy, that's their vibe, that's their gift, that's what they share with the world, and it comes natural to them. So it's their thing. So creativity aspirations, painter extraordinaire. This sim wants his or her life to be all about art and painting. How many of us know artsy people? They're painting, they're spray painting, they're doing body painting, maybe tattoos, they have piercings. Like, they just live, their life is creativity. Their house screams creative. The way they dress screams creative. The way they do their hair, creative. So again, it's mimicking life. So musical genius. This Sims wants to be an expert musician and songwriter. When we look at the Cardi B's and the Beyoncé's and the Nicki Minaj's, they all have wanted to do that their whole life, and they made it. Like, that's all they want. Like I said, be an expert musician, songwriter, or singer. So the next one is best-selling author. This Sim wants to write books and become a famous author. Now, I do want to write books. I don't really care if they're famous, because I strongly believe that everything happens for a reason. Nothing is a coincidence. So the moment I publish my book, it's going to get to who it needs to get to, whether it's an ebook, or whether it's a print, whether it's from the library, whether somebody shares it. So the fame is not so much important. It's the impact. So if I could, you know, help someone live, continue to live, that means so much more to me than any check dollar amount somebody writes. You get what I'm saying? So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of the billionaire trillionaires, they have the money, they have the cars. You know, it's, they don't, that matters not. What really matters to them is like helping. The philanthropists, they get it. They get it. Like, here in Jacksonville, Florida, we have a program called Habajacks where they help low-income families become homeowners. And they have the best APRs. They have the lowest payments. Like, they really, really, really help you out. And there's one freaking angel investor. One. Oh, no, no, no. Let me take that back. They made a tiny home community. I forgot how many homes it was. And one investor did that. Now, there's a lot of investors that help with the program overall. But I could not believe one investor took that on. That was insane. So they live for stuff like that. And we don't even know who they are. So it's not even bragging rights. But I'm pretty sure when they stand in front of God, they will be able to say, yeah, I made a lot of money, but did you see how many people I helped? I think that will bring them more joy than, yeah, God, you know, I used my talents and I was a millionaire. I don't think that really matters at the end. So, anyways, something to think about. So, master actor, master actress. This sim wants to hone their crafts and become an acclaimed actor or actress. Master maker. This sim wants to become an expert at fabrication. Lord, lady of the knits. This sim has yarn running through his or her veins, and it will stop at nothing on his or her quest to craft the perfect knittable. And see, I haven't had some of these add-ons, so I would love to like go down those paths, but I'm not able to. So just hearing them was like, oh my god, I want to go back and play some of these. Because whenever a new game comes out, like 1, 2, 3, 4, they start you over. So instead of picking up where 4 left off while all the different expansion packs just upgraded digitally, they start you over, and I hate that. So you got to wait for all those expansion packs to come back out in the new version, and I hate that. Which is probably brilliant, because they still have people playing 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So they have, I don't know, get all my gamers out there, do you go back and play old games, or when you beat them, you're done? I think Sims is the only game that you continuously, like, it never ends. It never freaking ends. Public enemy. This Sim wants to make enemies and be a famous criminal. Chief of mischief. This Sim is all about pranks and mayhem. villainous Valentine. The Sim wants to destroy the love lives of all Sims, including their own. Oh my gosh. Successful lineage. These are family aspirations. Successful lineage. This Sim wants to have a family that succeeds in life. So let me just read this a little bit because this is one I always pick, y'all. Not so much successful lineage, but I loved all the family ones. I'll probably read all of these. So, readily apparent, become an adult, spend $1,000 on kids stuff. They want to become a caregiver, a trusted mentor, and have a successful lineage. Mentor your child three times. Have a child complete an aspiration. Have a child or grandchild reach the top of their career. They're vicarious. By being vicarious, your children's skills gains can contribute to your own. So I probably wouldn't have picked that one. It's not really the success, it's the family itself. So here's mine. It's big happy family. This Sim wants to build a large loving household. That's on me. Readily a parent, become an adult, spend $1,000 on kids stuff. Caregiver, read to your child for 2 total hours. Become a parent, socialize with your child 10 times. Loving guardian, be a parent to a child with 3 friends. Be friends with 3 of your children. Have a child get married. Big happy family. Socialize with your child or grandchildren 10 times. Have 4 grandchildren. Become good friends with your 4 children or grandchildren. And this one says, become the matriarch or patriarch. Matriarch and patriarchs provide skill boosts whenever they are around their children. That was so me. So then we have vampire family. This Sim wants to have a family of vampires. I didn't get to do that. That would have been fun. Super parent. This Sim wants to be the best parent ever. This is so freaking me. Readily a parent. Become an adult. Spend $1,000 on kid stuff. Offering instructor. Become a parent. Achieve level 4 parenting skill. Yes. Discipline your child. Toddler or teen 5 times. I don't know about that. Character coach. Help a child with schoolwork for 4 hours. Yes. Achieve level 6 parenting skill. Yes. Have a child with a character value within range to receive a trait. Super parent. Achieve level 10 parenting skill. Go into full parent mode. Have a child with 3 positive character traits. I love that. So role model. Gives bonus character value scoring when near toddlers, children, or teens. I just love kids, y'all. This lady reached out to me about adoption or foster care. And I need to fill out the application. I'm going to do it as soon as I'm done before I forget. And there's a class this month, July. And after you take the class, you can actually start the process. So I'm super excited. I started a nonprofit called Auntie Boo's with my sisters. Thank y'all so much for... I said, I want to start a nonprofit. And I was like, all right. You know, you have to have 3 board members here in Florida. And so it was me and them. And I was just so happy that they went ahead full force with me. I found a lot of paperwork to get it started, but I didn't have the funds to get it incorporated. Well, it was incorporated. I did my articles of corporation, but it was some other things that I needed to do. And out of all the instruction and I even bought a book, I just like needed a mentor or something. And I just kind of stopped, but I do want to pick that back up. It's called Auntie Boo's. I do want to get some grant and funding and do like different charities around the city and stuff for kids. It's enough people doing back to school, da, 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 da. I want to be like the fun auntie. That's why it's called Auntie Boo's, and take them to the movies and adventure landing and have a beach day and go camping. And a good friend of mine that I met when I was working at ADT, she has one too called Virtuous Ladies of Tomorrow. Please look her up. And I'm on her board for her nonprofit. She actually got hers up and running. And what do we just do? We took the kids to the museum. We took them for ice cream. We went to the park. We ate lunch. She just does amazing things with them. She actually inspired me to want to do it. She told me that she was going to do this years ago, and she did. She inspired me to want to do it. But most importantly, she was in the system. And if you go back, we have a podcast about 3 years ago. She was one of my first hosts on the show, and she gave me her experience of what she went through and which one would be best for me, foster care or adoption. Anyways, she said that everything that we hear about the system is true. And so before I leave, I want to be able to tell God I helped, you know, however many kids he's going to send my way. And I don't even want them to call me mom. Like, you literally have a real mom and a real dad out there. I'm not really sure how you ended up here, but we're not going to blame them. We're going to love them for giving you life. Because the moment they found out that you were here, they had two choices to make, and they kept you. And that is the greatest gift that any mother can give her child. So I would love for them to call me auntie. They could call me Auntie Boo. And that's what I want my organization to be about. So if you would like to help, or if you know somebody that can help sew into that in ministry, just send me an email. I think I have my contact information on here. And yeah, I would love to get that going. So that is a dream, a vision, a goal of mine. And hopefully before I take my last breath, I would be able to give birth to that here. So yeah, I need to do the application and start the class for, I think it's foster care. All right, so the next one is food aspiration, master chef. This sim wants to master the culinary arts. That's my brother. Master mixologist. This sim wants to know everything there is to know about mixology. Fabulously wealthy. This sim wants to get rich and have a successful career. I used to want that, but when I found out what a cheat code was, it really didn't matter. Mansion baron. This sim is all about owning the biggest, fanciest house. But I think some people are like that. Some people want all the money. It's like it's never enough. Some people want to buy the whole earth. Like, your mansion wasn't big enough. You had to buy everything. It's just, I don't know. That's just what fulfills them, I guess. Knowledge aspirations. This is so me, and this is gonna take. I'm sorry, Jay. It's me, baby. I'm sorry. It's okay, Jay. It's okay. I'm sorry. The next podcast is gonna lead into this. So, knowledge aspirations, Renaissance Sam. This Sims wants to be good at many things at once. That is so freaking me. Prudent student, finish reading 3 books, achieve level 3 logic skill, jack up some trades, becomes an adult, achieves level 4 and 4 skills, reach level 3 of any career, achieve level 5 and 5 skills, reach level 3 and 2 careers, Renaissance Sim, achieve level 8 and 6 skills, reach level 3 and 3 careers, professional sims can write helpful manuals about any skill they're well versed in. This is so funny, y'all. So I have had the pleasure of, oh my God, dibbling and dabbling into so many things. It's crazy. I worked at IRS for 6 years. That's tax prep. And I have my license in healthcare insurance. So there's insurance. I was a sales manager with credit repair. I want to get my travel agency certificate. I've taken a life coach class. I've had my own history and background with fertility. And I want to dabble into fertility coach, or, you know, just something in that world. Loan mortgage originator, that's the next class I'll be taking. Notary, I do that now. Realtor, I do that now. All things esoteric, I live there. Auntie Boo's, I just told y'all about that. Podcast, that's what we're on right now. Publication, the manuals I need to go ahead and get out. The books, that I have so many books. Love Mish LLC is going to be where I get to make my hair beads and my necklaces and my rings and stuff. And then Spiritually Naked. So I had OnlyFans, and I would take these beautiful, I would get these costumes and do these beautiful videos, and I had them up on Instagram for everybody to see. Like, I just, before I found out, like, what? We posting this shit for free when you can get OnlyFans or Patreon? Now everybody does it. But when I was telling everybody, you need to be on OnlyFans, you need to be on Patreon, they were all frowning on it. But at the end of the day, coins are coins. But anyways, I was with a guy, and his sister was a stripper. And she helped me tap into a side of me that I didn't even know exists. Like, the way she dressed, the way she moved, the way she did her makeup. Like, she was an entertainer, but she was so in tune with her feminine energy. And I would get to go, me and her brother would get to go backstage with her and help her get ready. And we would be in the front row while she would perform, throwing money at her and stuff. And she ignited that part of me. And that's when I bought the stripper pole, and I would watch my stripper videos, and I bought me a little tripod, and I will make my own little videos on Instagram because I had fell in love with that side of me. Like, I always thought I was beautiful, but it's like, hey, that's my little sis beautiful. But that sexy side, like, oh my God, who is her? What's her name? That was my first time tapping into that. What I learned, though, is that I don't really like the attention that comes from it. Like, no. But I still love it. So whenever I find a good balance, I'll be back in it. And I do need to get back in the gym. It's been about 2 years. And I got me a little Winnie the Pooh. I need to get in the gym. But my body was banging. Everybody was hating. But that's okay. So yeah, she ignited that part of me. And I think everybody should be able to do that. Whether you post your pictures for the world or keep them to yourself. Like boudoir pictures and pole classes and sensual things. It's necessary. Like, it's part of us being a woman and our feminine energy. And depending on what cultures you grow up in, especially the Christian world, it's really not talked about. It's kept quiet. And it's like, that is so old school. So anyways, let me get back to this. So we have knowledge aspiration. So I left off with professional sim can write helpful manuals about any skill that they're versed in. So I do want to, like, how to become a realtor. I need to drop that book. But it's so funny, like, if I was playing the Sims, I would pick this, like a Renaissance sim. Like, I want to be well versed in lots of things. The next one is nerd brain. This sim wants to both be book smart and handy. Computer whiz. This sim wants to know everything about computers, from playing games to careers. Master vampire. This sim wants to become a wise and powerful vampire. Archaeology scholar. This sim wants to understand archaeology. Sims who select this aspiration will complete a series of actions related to archaeology skill. Spellcraft and sorcery. Oh my God, I would so have chose that. This is how long it's been since I played. I did not even see that as an option. This sim craves a deep knowledge of arcane magical arts. Now that is me. That's me today. Let's look at what their steps are. Become a spellcaster. Travel to the magic realm. Learn a spell. We do spells every day. What you say out of your lips, you are either blessing yourself or cursing yourself. Blessing others or cursing others. So, reach spellcaster rank 2. Know 3 different spells. Cast a spell on another sim. Reach spellcaster rank 3 adept. Win 3 duels against other spellcrafters and know 5 different spells. Reach spellcaster rank 5 and know 10 different spells. I think you gotta go to the bathroom. Academic. This sim wants to attend university and get a job, but most importantly, learn. This is so me. Achieve level 3 research and debate skill. Enroll in university. Achieve level 5 research and debate skill. Attend guest lectures. Finish a course with an A grade. AVIC academic. Have a term GPA of B or higher. Tutor students. Achieve level 6 research and debate. Senior scholar, earn a degree, contribute knowledge on a research archive machine, archive level 7 research and debate skills, get a job using a degree. It says higher education. This sim has proven they have what it takes to excel at university. Along the way, they learned a lot, allowing them to gain more skills using the electromagnetic research archive machine and earn more money from publishing research papers and contributing knowledge. I think that's my gift to the world. I learn and I share. Now, I am going to title this part with the hyperlink so that you can read in more detail. All of the parts, but here are the other two parts that I'm going to read. So, love aspiration, serial romantic. This sim wants to play the field and go on all sorts of dates with people. Have a boyfriend or girlfriend, achieve level 4 charisma, have 3 first kiss, achieve level 6 charisma, have strong relationships with 3 sims at once, kiss 10 sims, earn gold on 3 dates, have 8 boyfriends or girlfriends. Ridiculous. player. Players will never cause other Sims to get jealous, no matter what they do. How many people do you know are like that in real life? Okay, soulmate. This Sim wants to find and live a rewarding life with the one. Amor amateur. Have a boyfriend or girlfriend, go on 2 dates, marriage material, become an adult, be married to your BFF, love handler, earn silver on 2 dates with spouse, achieve soulmate relationship with spouse, soulmate, perform 50 romantic gestures with spouse as soulmate, earn gold on 3 dates with spouse. Companion. Sims with a companion have special interactions with their spouse that help ease the trials of life. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's more than a game. Like, it's like a psychologist sat down with a gamer and like, here we are, the Sims. I'm just going to give you the names of the other ones. You have City Native, Strangerville Mystery, Beach Life, Sightseer, Perfectly Pristine, Fabulously 50, Freelance Botanist, The Curator, Angling Ace, Outdoor Enthusiast, Jungle Explorer, Potions, Echo Innovator, County Caretaker, Joke Star, Party Animal, Friend of the World. That would still be me too. Neighborhood. Oh, no. I'm thinking of world as in plants and animals. No, this is Mr. Popular. Neighborhood confidant, leader of the pack, good vampire, world famous celebrity. This one has Star Wars. They made a Star Wars game. Oh my God. Wellness aspiration, inner peace, self-care, Zen guru. Oh my gosh, I need to get that one. Werewolf aspirations, werewolf initiative, lone wolf. Emissary of the Collector, Wild Fang Renegade, Cure Seeker. Then they have Children Aspirations, which is just so cute. Your Sims have babies. They grow into toddlers, little kids, teenagers, young adults, adults, and the cycle repeats. It's just so cute. Teens have aspirations too. Skip over that. And I think that was pretty much it. So I just thought it was quite interesting that even though we aren't playing a game per se, it's not our life like that. Like, you grow and you start to find out like who you are and you notice what your interests are and you kind of tend to go down the road of your interests. And Here someone has made a whole game that's kind of similar to life. I just thought that was like so interesting. Let me see if there was anything else. I think this is already long. So those are the aspirations. Yeah, I think that was it. Oh no, let me do it again. I gotta save the hyperlink so that I can make it the title. So that was it for today's episode, The Sims. Question for you guys. Are you going to buy The Sims 5? Have you ever played The Sims? Do you know what The Sims is? Did you play 1, 2, 3, 4? All of them? Just one of them? Do you remember the last time you played? Would you ever play again? Does it sound interesting? Not up your alley? I know some people do the whole football, the whole race car, the whole anime, the whole shoot 'em up, bang 'em up. But the only games that I play is either going to be The Sims and like some type of dancing game. I used to play like Madden, but I would ask Madden to help me pick the plays and stuff, so maybe that didn't count. But I had fun playing The Sims, and I had fun doing all the dancing games. And when my nieces will come over, we'll do them together, and it's like you're having fun, you're dancing, and you're working out. So yeah, what do you think about The Sims? Do you think it's just a game? Do you think they are watching all of the people we make, the interactions and stuff, and are able to do like life studies on, you know, different life paths based on our gameplay and use that in real life? Or is it just a game, or am I thinking too much into it? So yeah, You know how to say as above, so below, as within, so without? If everything is connected, everything is a mirror of everything, like, do they not study us in real life? So why wouldn't they be studying the game? And I only say that because I keep telling y'all I read this book called The Game is Life. You can even listen to it on YouTube for free. The Game is Life by Terry Saval. And he died. He was 80 years old on his deathbed, dying with his wife holding his hand. And when he opened his eyes, he was in a hospital. He was a freaking teenager, and everybody was clamping like, oh my God, that was such a good game. Look how many points you have. That was awesome. And in the world that he woke up in order to prepare you for real life, they put you in these hospitals. They put you on IVs. They sedate you, and you play this virtual game. And you learn so many life skills, and you have so many life sets. I think he was down for 3 weeks. So that by the time you turn 18, and you're doing this over and over and over, by the time you turn 18, you should have real life experience before you get into the real world and mess up. So they took school out, and that was basically their school. But not only was it a game, or not only was it school, they would get sponsorships and money and stuff. And I just never read a book like that in my life. I feel like there's a lot of truth to that book. The guy, he never does interviews. He's just like a ghost. There's 9 books, you guys. I'm waiting for number 10. There's 9 freaking books. They're all long as hell. And it's like, oh, where did he even come up with any of that? And there's like worlds on top of worlds. And it's such a good book, y'all. And like, the people were so addicted to the game. Like this one lady, her child was crying, like hungry. And she was so stuck in the game, she didn't even care. So, and then at one point, the people, when they got in the game, they were stuck and they couldn't get out and their bodies died. And that's why I'm like, I don't really know about these Oculus things, because to get stuck, I think what's next, they're gonna do them Neuralinks. And I know a lot of people gonna sign up for it, but if they can hack a computer, you're really gonna let them hack your brain or your body or your system. I don't know. I just, every little book I read, every little sci-fi, it's like it's coming to life right before my eyes, and it's so crazy and freaky at the same time. Like, wow, we thought this would never happen. Like, I dreamed of flying cars as a little girl looking at Jetsons and The Fifth Element. What did I see today? You could buy a flying car for $300,000. They accept in payments now. We'll be ready by 2025, I think. Like, are you kidding me? Which I think they've already had them, right? So now it's starting to make sense. I saw Tia Mari get her small pilot license. I saw Tyler Perry get his small pilot license. Lil Duval got his small pilot license. That, trust me, they already know the flying cars was about to hit the market. And I don't think, number one, $300,000, we can't even get houses. I don't know anybody with that car. And then number two, you probably got to go to school and not just get your driver's license, but get your pilot license. So might want to start studying for that now, but I'm here for it because I feel like, listen, we get them flying cars. Oh, baby, we finna go outside them ice walls. And maybe that's why they was putting them towers up so that we can't leave. So if you ever hear somebody say that, just know you heard it here first. Because they got the water on lock. But air, I don't know. Maybe they didn't make them fast enough so that we could jet away. And they'll probably shoot them down and say it was some freak accident. But there's worlds outside of the ice wall. Not worlds. There's continents outside of the ice walls. I'm reading a book about it now. And I'm just sick of the lies. I'm so sick of the lies. But I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this was your first time, hi, love. If you are returning guests, thank you so much for coming back. I'm going to continue to try to stay consistent with the episodes and bring you more esoteric things. I just started school again after so long, and it's bringing so many ideas to mind and different avenues and different ways that I can share my message and what my mission is. And school is just such my path. I just love everything about school. This is going to be my last journey. It's going to be my last degree, y'all. I'm kind of bittersweet, but I'm just excited to apply everything that I learned to my life, to my podcast, to everything. Just like today, we were learning about different leadership styles, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is that? Like, I had to look it up because I had no idea, like, that is a thing. And they're like, which one do you want to use? And y'all know Libras, we hate choosing. Like, don't tell me to choose a style. Like, different scenarios are going to warrant different styles. And I'm excited to kind of put that paper together because you're not going to make me choose. Like, no. Like, do you wear only flip-flops? No, you have a closet full of shoes. Because what? There's different scenarios that will warrant different shoes. So, yeah, I just love learning. Like, school gives me something that, I don't know, like, I bet if I ask people, like, what are leadership styles, they'll have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. I had to look it up. I didn't even know what it was about. Like, there's whole scholarly research papers on this, and you have access to the database because it's the school scholarly journals, and that's what I love about school. Let me back up a little bit. When you're in school, you are privy to information that the general public is not. And I feel like this goes deeper than what I will know. I feel like news reporters may have a database. Government officials have a database. Absolutely, they do. Because when I was at IRS, we did have a database that we would look into that only we had access to. The point that I'm trying to make is it expands my mind and my learning to things that I just would not know. I don't even think I would come across them. The only reason they're being brought to my attention is because of the professor. It's because of the assignment. It's because of the specific question in the assignment that warrants me to go research the subject. So, all in all, my professor is so cool. He has a YouTube. I was listening to his YouTube today, and he was saying, you know, you're not your past. You know, forgive people from your past and move on. And I have a YouTube. I have several YouTubes. And it's just sparking my mind, like, okay, you know, you have this gift. You're so positive and free spirit and encouraging and uplifting. You're full of energy. Like, share that with the world. So it just ignited something in me. Like, here he is, a professor. All he got to do is tell me my assignment and grade it. But in addition to that, he's using his leadership skills to do what? Encourage others by way of what? YouTube. And mind you, it's not even a lot of people that's looking at it. Probably just his students. And I'm like, why this man is not like, you know, why has YouTube didn't blow up? Because I'm actually going to sit down and journal off of his prompt. It was so good. The way he was raised in his religion is similar to mine. Like, so sheltered, so everything. But he was still able to look back and say, you know what, there was positives in that. And it helped me today because of that. And I just can't wait to do that journal prompt. And I'll probably share one of his clips with you guys on one of my podcasts. But yeah, I'm just excited to start this new journey as a doctoral candidate. And I'm just super excited to continue to grow and share what I learned with you guys. So listen, I'm getting the student loans and y'all getting the knowledge and wisdom for free. Just make sure you pass it on, okay? So I will catch you guys on the next episode. I hope you have the most amazing day. Love a stay, and I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye. Namaste, love a stay, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later. Mwah. Bye.